Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. We're glad you all came and decided to worship with us. And I know you guys just came to see me give announcements, but no, I'm kidding. But we are going to start off with a few announcements. And I'm going to beg you guys to help out because we need help with Meals on Wheels November 25th and the 29th, and we have no one signed up yet. So if you need to know more about that, talk to Pastor Jim or Terry and Val do that quite a bit too. It really doesn't take that much time, but you can do that and help out the elderly people in town and stuff and get them some meals on wheels, and that'll be a good thing. Also, our Thanksgiving Eve service, we need help with that too because you guys do not want to hear me sing for that thing. So there's a sign-up sheet out there if you guys have some talents or you don't have talents and you think you can sing good or something, please sign up because you don't want to hear me do that. Just saying. So if you guys could do that and come to that, I think it'll be a great time. And then we'll take a offering for Mackenzie Kopecki to give it to her and show her some love through this time that she battles brain cancer. Also, the Sunday school Christmas program is December 15th. The kids that are in the primary and junior departments are practicing that during the music time these weeks coming and leading up to that. So just make note of that. And then also, our Christmas caroling is December 15th. That night, we'll start at 5. There's also a sign-up sheet out there. We want to be able to have a meal with soups and sandwiches and stuff. So if you're wanting to come with that, we'd love to have you and just bring some soups and sandwiches. Sign up for that. And also, we need some cookies to be able to give to the people that we're going to Miller and St. Lawrence and all over to sing for. So bring those at 4:30 and then sign up for that so we know we have enough. And then we can get that underway and make some place for cookies for them. So are there any other announcements this morning? Awesome. We'll go to our call to worship, which is from Psalm 50, 1 through 6. It says, "The mighty one, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes, he does not keep silent. Before him is a devouring fire, around him a mighty tempest. He calls to the heavens above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me my faithful ones who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is our judge."
Please stand as we sing together hymn number 58. Use the hymnals or look on the screen. Hymn number 58, "This Is My Father's World."
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, his hands all wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declares their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass I hear him pass, he speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems of so strong, is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. The battle is not done. Christ who died shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one.
Greet one another this morning if you would.
Good morning again. This is our opportunity. If you have any praises or prayer requests that you'd like to share with the congregation this morning, I have just one to share that's not on our list. Larry and Sherry Van Zee's neighbor, Frank Lochner, fell this past week and fairly serious. Was in Sioux Falls, hopefully coming back to Miller to be in a swing bed, but pray for the Lochner family. Others this morning, anyone else has? Shirley? Yes. Okay. All right. Hunting season. Pray for safety for Ernie and all the other hunters. Miranda.
My brother and his wife are expected again.
Okay. All right. Remind me your brother's name.
Landon.
Landon and Rachel. Okay. So Landon and Rachel are expecting again, and their first child came super early, so pray for a healthy pregnancy and on-time delivery without complications. June?
Yeah, this is a praise and a request, I guess. Macular degeneration in my eyes is almost completely healed up. There's a lot of damage in the back of my eyes, so my eyesight is actually worse. So nobody knows for sure what it's going to do. They said to just keep taking my vitamins, so just, you know.
Okay.
Glad that macular degeneration is almost gone, but pray for the damage.
Okay. So June's macular degeneration is just about gone, so that's a praise, but eyesight's still not quite right, so keep praying for that. And we should probably all take our vitamins, right? So, any other prayer requests or praises?
Frank Lochner is in swing bed and on hospice.
He's on hospice. Okay. All right, so an update to the first one I shared then. Frank Lochner is actually on hospice. Leah.
My mom, Lana Moeller, will be having hip replacement surgery on Tuesday.
Okay.
A little concerned just with all her other stuff going on.
All right, Leah's mom will be having hip replacement surgery on Tuesday. So I pray that that will go well. Joey?
Surgery, two different brain surgeries, so pray for healing.
Her name is Katie, right?
Yes.
All right, so Katie Otteson has had some brain surgery, and she's still having some tremors, and they're going to be doing some different things to follow up on that, so pray for that. Anyone else? Okay, Nolan and I fell from the rafters at Grandpa's place and Grandma's place, and he's okay, but keep praying for his recovery. Anything else this morning? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a day that you have given to us that is a day of rest, it's a day of worship. A day to focus on you. We thank you for the privilege it is to come together and worship this morning together. And we do thank you for the beauty of your creation, how we see your handiwork around us. We thank you for this season, the season of harvest, the season that is on our calendars set aside to specifically remind us of the importance of being thankful and all the reasons that we have to be thankful. We do pray for hunting season and for safety for all of the hunters. And we think of Ernie especially, as he'll be traveling to go hunting, but we pray for others as well, and we just pray for safety. We pray for a good time and just protection for each one. We pray for each of these requests that we have heard this morning. We thank you for the privilege of prayer. We thank you that we know that even when we're not clear on all of the details of some of these requests, that you know exactly what the needs are in each situation, and that you are in control, and that your will be done. We do pray for Nolan, and we thank you that he was not injured too seriously in his fall from the rafters. We do pray that he will continue to heal, and that there won't be any further complications. We pray for Katie Otteson, and we thank you for the surgery that she was able to have, but we pray now for these tremors that she's experiencing, and we pray that this plan that the doctors have for how they can hopefully treat that will be successful. We pray that the implanting of the device would go without difficulty, and then that when it's activated, that it would work the way that it's supposed to. We pray for Colin and Katie and for their family, and just pray that you'd be with them during this time. We pray for Leah's mom and for her hip replacement surgery coming up this week. We pray that everything would go smoothly, and pray that you would guide the surgeon. Pray there will be no complications, and pray that her recovery will be without too much pain or difficulty. We pray that you will be with June as well. We thank you that the macular degeneration in her eyes is about gone, but we pray for the continued difficulty that she's having, and pray that that might clear up, and if there's something else the doctors could do, that you might help them to know what that might be. We pray for the Lochner family and for Frank with the fall that he had this past week, and now with him being on hospice care, we pray that you would be with him, be with his wife, with their family, give them strength and encouragement during this time. We thank you for the news of the pregnancy for Landon and Rachel, and we just pray that the pregnancy would go smoothly, and pray that the baby would be healthy. Pray that Rachel will stay healthy and that there won't be any complications. We pray that she'd be able to carry the baby all the way till time for it to be delivered, and delivery will go smoothly, and baby will be healthy. We pray that you will be with the ministries of our church. We thank you for each one who is part of our body, and for the way that each one has different talents and giftings that they use for the edification of the body and for the ministries of the church. We pray not only for our worship service this morning and each aspect of that, but we pray that you'd be with our Sunday school time. We thank you for each of our Sunday school teachers. Pray you guide them as they teach today. We pray for youth group tonight, and we thank you for all the young people that are part of that. For Club Rock, we pray that you'd continue to be with all the children that are here on Wednesday afternoons, and continue to be with Pastor Abe and all of the leaders and helpers that are part of that ministry and making it successful. We pray that you'll be with our missionaries and the different ministries that we're able to support through our church. And we pray for encouragement for them. We pray for their physical health. We pray for the provision of their financial needs. We thank this month especially of the Schmieds and for the work that they're doing with Cord Ministries and at the camp there in Oklahoma. We just pray that you would continue to keep them healthy, to provide for their needs, provide for the needs of the camp, and continue to give them many opportunities to minister and to be an encouragement. We continue to pray for our country during this time of transition after the election in anticipation of newly elected officials taking office in January. We just pray that the transition time would go well. We continue to pray as well for the men and women of our armed forces. We thank you for their service to our country. We pray for their protection. We pray for their families, especially those that are apart. And we pray for areas in the world where there continues to be ongoing conflict. Think of Ukraine, of Israel, other areas where there's fighting going on. We just pray that there would be a resolution to those conflicts and that there would be peace that would come about and would be maintained. We thank you for your provision for our needs. We thank you that your word has promised us that you provide all of our needs according to your riches. We pray that you would help us to be satisfied and content with the provision that you have given to us. We pray that we would be good stewards individually and as a church of the material resources that you have blessed us with. For the offering that we're about to receive, we pray that we would give generously and that we would use it wisely in the furtherance of your kingdom. Most of all, as we consider all the reasons we have to be thankful, we're thankful for your love for us and the gift of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the forgiveness of our sins, and the gift of salvation, and the hope of eternal life. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, before the praise band comes up forward, I'm going to ask Taylor Michaelis to come up. She has been spending her fourth year at Frontier, and will have a unique opportunity, and she wanted to come share that, as well as bring a greeting to her church family. And we also appreciate you bringing the extra guests with you.
Well, first off, Andrew and Marissa Elliott say hi. So I had to get that in there before I forgot. So I just want to share what I'm doing there, because I feel like a lot of you guys don't know what I'm doing or understand what all I'm doing. So I'm at Frontier, and I am an intern this year, so I'm done with classes, and it's my fourth year, and I'm doing the hospitality internship, which includes a lot of things. So we have like 7 departments that we have there so that we can have visitors, whether that's the speakers that come in for chapel, camp representatives that are trying to recruit, just the students' parents or family or friends that want to come and visit. So I organize all of that. Like, I schedule when they're coming to visit, I get in contact with those people, and I clean up the apartments and make sure that all gets cleaned and turned over and ready for the next people. So I'm always meeting people, giving tours, stuff like that. And I get to do lots of other odd little things, like I made some cards to give to people for birthdays, so just like things to help encourage the student body too. I also help a little bit in the office, and we have a bookstore that I help work in, and next semester I'll help with some evaluating of like freshmen's messages that they're writing, like the girls, and just lots of odd things that just need to get done. So after I graduate in May, then I'm going to transition into being what they call a missionary. So I'm going to be doing all the same things, but I'll just be raising support this time. So I'll be asking you guys to help me with that if you so desire. And for prayer, I need lots of prayer from you guys. It's exhausting, and there's just a lot of things that go along with that, and I would really appreciate your prayer. So I'll be sending some letters out explaining it all a little bit better, how that all is going to look. So I'll be sending some of those letters in the future. And if you haven't gotten a letter from me and you'd like to or would like to get emails, just let me know and I'll get you on that list. So some of my prayer requests would be for strength and to not get sick. When I get sick, it's really hard to get everything done that needs to get done. And it's just really difficult to think clearly of all the different steps of things I need to get done. So just pray that I will be healthy and have the energy to get everything done. And you can pray that I can have like a fresh energy with every new guest so I can just be an encouragement to them. And that in my free time, I can bond well with the students and be an encouragement to them too. So there's a verse I wanted to share with you guys. So Titus 1:8-9. So that's talking about like the elders in the church and what they should look like. But I am asking that you would pray this for me that I can have some of these attributes. So you can pray this verse. It says, rather, he must be hospitable, one who loves what is good, who is self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. He must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, so that he can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it. So if that would just be something that you could pray for me, I'd really appreciate that. And then I brought a promotional video so you guys can see a little bit more about what Frontier's like and the students, what we're looking for them and what the school is for them. So we'll show that video here. Oh, and you can pick me out in it. There's like, I think, 2 or 3 times.
Many in life are climbing a ladder they think is the ladder of success, only to find when they get to the top, it's been leaning against the wrong wall. It's so important to be built upon the foundation of God's Word. God created us. He's the one who put us here. He knows what's best. He's given us His Word as our guide and instruction. He's given us the Holy Spirit. So to miss why God left us on this earth would be to miss what really is important.
What you believe about God and His Word will determine how you live your life. Frontier gives an individual a foundation in the Bible that will serve somebody well no matter what they do in life.
Before I came here, I was presumptuous, you know, in my walk with God. And coming here made me realize how much I didn't know.
The amount of Bible that you get exposed to is pretty incredible. Like, I don't know if there's anywhere else where you get this much exposure to God's Word in a college setting. It's kind of crazy. You're just swimming in it and you inhale as much as you can.
A lot of other colleges that I've looked at in the past, they're more other program focused, whereas here it is, it's dive into Scripture as deep as you can go, as deep as you want to go, because I mean, there's no end to it.
It's a Bible institute. We don't have all the liberal arts. It's basically Bible training and ministry training. We're training students for life and for ministry.
Looking back in retrospect, I really wasn't close to God at all before I came to Frontier because I didn't really know much about Him. I hadn't really studied His Word nearly as in-depth as I've been able to at Frontier. Mm-hmm. And knowing who He is and knowing what His Word says are just so crucial in knowing Him.
You study the Bible in an intensive way. It gives you a foundation, a Bible foundation for your life. So you know why you believe what you believe. You can defend your faith.
This is where you get an education in the Lord. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning or the foundation of wisdom. Students are to come here to get to know the Lord, get to know the God of the Word and the Word of God, and then also to serve the living God.
The Word of God prepares us to fulfill the purposes that God has for our lives.
It's grown me so much and really shown me why I believe what I believe and that I want to do something about it and that I only have one life to live and I just want to live it for God.
Our students are all here pretty much for the same reason. They want to grow in their walk with the Lord and they want to grow in their knowledge of God's Word.
Because it's so small, you get close with a lot of other Christians and you'll develop lifelong friendships.
The community here is really special. I think Frontier is just a wonderful size for you to kind of know everybody at the school. It's really special in that sense.
We're going to stand, we're going to worship God in music, we're going to praise Him and love Him. Let's do it together.
we lift up our hands. Will you meet us here as we call on your name? Will you meet us here? We have come to this place to worship you, God of mercy and grace. It is you we adore. It is you praises are born. Only you the heavens declare. It is you. It is you.
Christ alone. That's why we're here. That's who we serve. That's who we love. I have a couple of verses I'm going to share this morning in Deuteronomy. The Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. So to me, that means he walks ahead of me. He's there to hold me. He's there to guide me. He's the one that sees before I see. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Fear is a big thing. Sometimes we let fear direct our thoughts, our mind, our hearts, our words. And if we only just come to him, if we only just rely on him and remember that he is the one that's in control, it's not us. In Ephesians, it says, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that in you, being rooted and grounded in his love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth. The depth, the height, the length, the breadth of his love. That's really hard to just imagine how much that is. And to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up with all the fullness of God. This last couple weeks when I've been spending time with the Lord in my Bible and in my study, I keep coming back to these same verses of his love and how strong it is and the depth of it and the length he will go for me, for you, for us. And when you take time to just sit in that, it's absolutely heavy, but it's so amazingly bright and so much love in his glory, it's just hard to comprehend. So for me, as we sing this next song, Lord, I Need You, the words speak volumes. His love is never ending. And so let's just sing it together and love the Lord.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, indeed, as the words of the song remind us that without you, we can do nothing. Thank you that you have equipped us, that you have left us your word, you've imparted and given us your spirit to guide us. And for our time together, help us to remember that you have given us all we need for life and godliness in this present age. And so open up our hearts and our minds to your word today and to apply it to our lives in the coming weeks. In Jesus' name,